This is your last chance to guess at the solution to the puzzle that I was suggesting. If you guys have any last guesses as to what I was aiming at, please speak now or forever hold your pieces.
Okay, I've got a guess. We had to sensually kiss the booties. We had to sensually smooch the bronze booties.
That was it.
See?
Was
it.
First.
Dang it.
Yeah. Any real guesses?
I'm going to be honest, Skid. I was very tempted to just look it up and didn't, because I never read any part of any books. We are in book 6 of Giant Slayer, and I have not even peeked into book 1 because I'm always afraid that, like, there's something, because I've read APs and I know that, like, there's
spoilers
everywhere
throughout.
Yeah, there's spoilers everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go that route. And I just, the one thing I did sort of, I think, know, and I asked you this today before we started, is was the creature a Barghest, which is what I thought that it was. So I did look up a Barghest, just like look at its stats and stuff like that. So I did look that up. It was just like, oh, man. But otherwise, I didn't look it up. And obviously, like, even with time, I still have no idea. No idea.
Okay. Is it booty related?
No, nothing to do with the booties.
Oh, thank God. At least it wasn't the
necklaces
booties.
Or the amulets. Did we just not do the right thing with any of them?
Nope.
No? Okay, candle related.
No.
Water related.
No.
Force wall related?
Yes.
If we had just taken down the wall?
No. If you had done what you did and stand outside and hit it with ranged attacks, it can't hit you.
Oh, so we did solve the puzzle in a way.
You did do it. Yeah, but you didn't think that you did. So.
Right.
And that was more rewarding somehow.
I guess.
Yes.
I felt very good about it. But I also felt like I think that we would have probably felt that was a solution if all of our party got out of that room. You know what I mean? Yeah. It would have seemed like, oh, well, this is kind of the easy fix. We figured it out. But since
we
people were in
out.
There, yeah, we psyched ourselves out and we felt like we were just like, I honestly, Skid, thought that you were pulling a shadow fight and we're just like making up that this creature couldn't come out and just allowing us a chance to not TPK. Like, that's what I thought was happening. So I'm very encouraged to hear that, actually.
Yeah. Well, this was the thing. That's what I was saying is why the turn order almost screwed you really badly, because that first turn, Rhapsody went right before the Barghest. And if you had stayed in the room to fight it, which you wanted to do, it would have taken you out probably in one turn. And then the rest of it, and then three of you would have been lying unconscious in this room.
Yeah. And you just have basically Foley and
Thorn.
Thorn on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wow.
Unreal. Unreal.
So, yeah. So, you know, you could surmise, given some time, that it was summoned here and it was bound here in this room and it has been unable to leave for 10,000 years. So it's just going insane. Because it can do all these things. It can teleport. When it kept like blinking in and out, it has the ability at will to enact a blink spell-like effect on itself. Mm. So it's winking in and out of the ethereal plane. So every time you swing at it, there's a 20% chance that you strike it while it's ethereal and it doesn't hit. So luckily, Rhapsody, because of your blade, like, it doesn't matter. But it can go invisible at will. It can fly. It can do all these things. But luckily, it's trapped in this room.
So, can I ask a further question? Can I dig a little deeper? Because, and this is all metagamey, like, after me going in and looking into Barghest and stuff like that. Because I remembered some things, but I didn't want to say anything in the show. So a regular Barghest is not as bad as you were making it. It's not even large. So what I'm wondering is, a Barghest has this amazing thing about it, that it can devour a humanoid creature and grow in strength. Like, did that happen with this creature? Did it devour creatures and, like, grow in power?
Yeah, that might have happened when it was originally bound here. It's a greater Barghest.
Whoa, yes, that's what cool. happens. Like once it consumes a certain amount of bodies, it becomes a greater Barghest, which is a CR7 creature. So that's nuts.
That's nuts. Skid, do the candles and fire have anything to do with the wall that was keeping it behind, or are they just decorative?
No.
Okay.
No. Nothing.
Nick's been beating himself up for a week.
It's been driving me absolutely. I'm also like Thorn in crushing despair. I'm not really because it's dead, so that's good, and we can save Binky and Alfie, but.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. If you do back out of the room and you're just peppering it with ranged attacks, it can do the crushing despair, but that's just once per day. And then the other thing it can do once per day, which it tried to do on Foley, was Charm Monster.
Oh, that's
somebody made.
That would have been very bad.
Oh, man, Thorn and Foley would have been fighting in the hallway until Rhapsody killed this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Rhapsody would have had to kill Foley, basically.
So how would that, let's say just for shits and giggles, like you summoned Averxius back. What would Averxius do?
You mean if I was turned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still thinks for himself. So, you know, he would continue to think for himself, but he would protect Foley to a certain extent for sure. But I like the idea of like Foley summoning like a Lemur or something like that. You know, like, on the summoner list, there are like devils and evil creatures that I don't summon because they're like. Averxius is the outlier of that, and it's a flavor thing, and Skid allows me to do that. But you know, by the rules, you can't summon an evil creature. So, it'd be so cool if like suddenly he's charmed by an evil creature and he can summon evil creatures to fight
man.
You. That'd be wild.
Amazing. Oh God. Like Thorn trying to protect Rhapsody while he's killing this thing in time or something like that. I would just
wielding your battle axe against
poor Foley. Little Foley. Yeah. I probably would have still rolled so horribly like I have for, I feel like the last 8 sessions we've had, I haven't rolled above a 10.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was another war of attrition, that little battle there. So, yeah, you just all saw this thing. Rhapsody impaled it with its ethereal blade right through its eye, and it struggled, it shook and spasmed and started to evaporate into glowing red cinders and vanishes. And you're left in this room with these candles, this blazing fire, and this gigantic Sihedron rune sitting across from you on the wall.
Do a perception here. Ugh, just killing it. that is going to be a 30.
30, okay. You, as you're walking through the room, spot 2 little indentations in the wall.
Ooh.
On the western end and of the far wall, and on the eastern end of the far wall.
Ooh, indentations in the shape of baby shoes?
Yes. No. They're like little tiles in the wall that look like they're a little bit deeper than the ones surrounding it.
Hmm. Like they can be pressed or something can be placed in them?
Maybe.
All right. Hey, look at these. What do you think? Should we press them or put some in them? So,
Thorn enters the room and immediately starts wanding Binky and Alfie.
No, answer my question first.
They're just lying there in pools of blood and grease. Yep.
So, 8 points on the first one, Binky. 8 points on the second one.
Okay, wow. He's awake, but he's going to need he's going to need a handful.
9 points on the third one.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Binky.
8 points again on the fourth one.
Oh, my God.
Holy, 7s and 8s I've been rolling. So, how are we doing
amazing.
There?
Amazing.
So 8.
I'm still a third down, so if you give me 1 or 2 more.
Yep. 6 points on that one, and 3 points on that one, so 9 more.
Okay, that's good. I'm good there. Oh, you must heal Alfithor.
Indeed, I will. Gents, we will be getting really close to the end of this wand, though. I have to warn you. Should we use a? We've got a scroll, right? We got a scroll of moderate. We could actually use too.
You can burn the wand.
It's a long. We'll burn it out. Okay, here we go.
He has far fewer hit points.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, 9 on the first one.
Jeepers.
4 on the second one. So that's 12. 13.
Give him one more.
And 5.
Okay.
How many are left? How many charges?
That was 3 more. So we have 2 charges left.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
What happened here?
Oh, Pinky, you're not going to believe. That thing nearly killed us all. It certainly killed you two, but thank goodness for that force wall and fully enlarge Rhapsody, because you're still enlarged too, Rhapsody, right?
He's still big.
Look at the size of our bird friend.
Hello, Pinky.
Don't be alarmed there, Pinky. He'll come back down to normal in a moment. He's a horrifying bird at the moment. The scariest bird he ever saw.
Rhapsody, I must commend you. Your intimidate must have shot up in this state.
Hold on. Take a look at my penis. I want to remember this.
Even more impressive than his penis, where you should have seen fully summoned a wolf and a damn giant ant. It was unwalling.
Wait.
Unbelievable.
I'm still confused that the Birdman has a penis and not a cloaca.
Yes, that's correct. It's more like a cloaca, actually.
Look at this.
I've
gaze at my cloaca.
Oh, it burns my eyes. Just look at us. Foley turns away.
Question, does that turn my crushing despair into crushing desire? The cloaca?
Yes, look at my cloaca and feel the flames of desire in your heart.
Feel the flames of desire.
Gaze upon my cloaca.
The fire of avian erotica.
And Alfie wakes up and says, "Oh, Uncle, I had the most horrible dream."
Oh, yes, what happened?
I was facing this sort of a goblin wolf, and it bit my head. And then I turned around as I fell, and I saw this massive cassowary. And it, oh, there it is! Oh!
Yes. Sometimes.
You'll be all right, Pinky. Or Alfie.
Oh, yes, Alfie, you'll be all right. Sometimes the world of dreams and the world of reality can intermingle it a little bit.
I can feel it. I can feel it in my soul.
You should write a song about it.
I will. Now that I've experienced a brush with death, I think I have talent. Thorn, perhaps you and I can collaborate on something.
I'll get back to you on that, Alfie. I'll get back to you.
All right. I've got a notebook.
Well, that's all you need.
Stop. Yeah, I've got the poetry ready to go. Just need one of your trademark tunes. And if it'll be a hit parade. Number one with an error.
Well done.
So, yeah, you've got these little indents in the wall across from you. And Rhapsody, you can't actually enter the room because you're too, without stepping into the fire, you're too big to step to get into the room.
I can't fit my massive genitals through the double door.
I'm sorry. There's no room for my massive genitals. let me try sideways. Nope. Shell can't fit in. Press those things on the wall or stick something in there.
In 3 minutes, you will return to normal size.
Maybe if I back in. Still can't. Still can't get in. Well, there go the old tail feathers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right, God.
So Thorne walks over with the medallion around her neck and tries to put that into one of the grooves in the wall. Does that do anything?
Okay, you press it in, and no, it doesn't. But in the act of doing that, you right. press this tile, and it like clicks, and this door swings open. Which one did you do?
I think over here,
the right one.
The right one.
As in the correct one.
Okay.
The enemy-less one.
Okay. It. You open the secret panel.
The undefended room. Oh.
Okay.
Boy, if only that goblin dog had known there were secret panels, right? He could have pressed this whole time.
I know. He's been in there for thousands of years. It never occurred to him to look.
I guarantee
never
you.
Never occurred to push the button.
I guarantee you there are people that never go to these rooms.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Like, look at this map. It's really done well in that I would never... I mean, we did, obviously, but you really have to be one of those... let's search that room. Otherwise, you beat New Alley. It's like, all right, I think we're done here.
Well, it's tough because this is the big boss fight of the book, and it's behind a pretty hard-to-discover secret door.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can get to it. Like, all this stuff is... That's a... What's a DC 30, like, perception check to find it?
Is there a... what's the word I'm looking for? Is there a contingency or an alternative written in there where it's like, if you don't deal with this boss and you leave again, it comes back or something? Like,
no. Well, the thing is, the main thing is that you prevent Nualia from freeing this thing and using it as a weapon against the town.
Yeah.
So if you kill Nualia, this thing is basically inert unless and until someone else comes along and tries to do the same thing. But you don't really need to go to this part of the dungeon, but you don't see the statue, you don't get some of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't.
And you also would know something else was missing, like from her notes and everything. You know she was trying to free this creature.
Right.
But you also might just assume it's in another plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
All right, so what is this first little thing open?
So this secret alcove opens up. And you see it's just a set of shelves, and there's dusty, and as far as you can tell, there is nothing there. It looks like it's supermarket shelves right before a hurricane. Nothing. Gone.
Take 20 on a more dense perception check.
Okay. You search over it, pour over it with a fine-tooth comb, and there's nothing. Absolutely nothing you can find.
Okay. So can anyone detect magic over here?
You can.
I can't, actually. But
all right, hold on. Still can't get over there. What's the range on this thing?
Foley will detect magic.
Come in the room.
Too big. Somebody else do it.
Foley does it, and there's no. I mean, there's a lot of magic in this room. You think it's probably like the candles are definitely magic, and the binding spell is here. Like that's magic.
Yeah.
But no, nothing specific in this little closet.
I like to think that as a summoner, Foley can feel some of that energy. You know what I mean?
You might be the one to figure this out after this fight to be able to say, "Oh, this is what happened here. This is the binding spell, and this is why it couldn't leave." And everything else. Yeah,
he's like makes a note like, "I want to ask Averxius about this." Mm.
Averxius would definitely know.
If he has any buddies who've been summoned to the material plane and bound in a room for 10,000 years.
Mm-hmm. That happens all the time.
My buddy Bill. all right, let's hit the other button.
Okay.
Boop.
Boop. You open the other one. And it looks basically the same, except in a pile of dust, you see a little silver box on one of the lower shelves.
Foley, you'll grab it. He'll stow the wand of magic missile and grab it.
Okay. Grab the box. It's a very ornate little silver box, little silver coffer of strange design.
Interesting. He'll do a perception over it, looking to see if it's trapped or anything. Ooh, that's a 25 perception, looking at the seam and everything.
Doesn't appear to be trapped. It doesn't appear to be locked either.
All right, he'll gently open it.
Okay, open it up. And sitting in this little coffer in a pile of fine white sand is a little silver ring.
Ooh, detect magic on the ring.
The ring is definitely magical.
Spellcraft on the definitely magical ring. 16?
I rolled a 20 spellcraft.
Boom, salad.
Okay. Yes, Thorne is able to discern this thing's use. It is a ring of force shield.
Oh, that's a ring of force shield. I've, I've read about those. That's amazing. I wonder if that's what would put that door up there for that beast. It makes sense.
Give it here. Let me try it on. Nope, doesn't fit. Let me try my finger. Still doesn't fit. Worthless.
He throws it into the
we
fire.
We throw it in the fire.
Throw it in the fire.
Give it to me. Look how big I am. What are you going to do? Stop me.
Ring of Force Shield, you said?
Yes.
Oh, this is cool. I don't know what it does, but I'm going to look it up. Ring of Force Shield. This ring creates a shield-sized wall of force that stays with the ring and can be wielded by the wearer as if it were a heavy shield.
Whoa.
Plus 2 AC. The special creation has no armor check penalty or arcane spell failure chance since it is weightless and encumbrance-free. It can be activated and deactivated as a free action.
Whoa. Yeah, this thing is pretty sweet.
This is going to be so cool good thing. For Averxius.
Shut up.
Well, if only Averxius were here, he could roll for
you. Already have a shield, Pinky.
I am Averxius' attorney. He was not able to make it today, but I speak on his
behalf.
Who's
your attorney from SideQuest Side Sesh? Who's the attorney from the...
Oh, God.
Wasn't it Kevin?
The attorney?
Oh, no.
I don't know if I'm thinking of Cyberpunk.
It was started with an R, like...
Randy? Or something like that?
Reggie?
Randy? No.
Reggie?
No, I can't remember.
I thought you were
killed by a throne.
Hawk Raven Eagle.
The Lord, no, the Lord's lawyer from the house.
Hey,
man, that's me. It's Reggie. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember.
What was his name? I don't remember either on the spot.
Somebody threw something and it hit him in the head and killed him. Clearly, this is meant for a spellcaster such as Rhapsody who gets up in the business.
Untrue.
Or perhaps Lord Northwood who would now be able to two-hand a sword and have a shield.
Just going to say, I could keep singing for hours with this shield in front of me.
Sorry. You can't two-hand a sword and have the shield bonus.
Yeah.
You have to wield it like a shield, but it just has no encumbrance and doesn't affect armor check penalty. It's amazing for a fighter.
But so I wouldn't be able to cast with it if it counts as a shield, right?
Yes, you could cast with it. Yeah, you can. But because you just could deactivate the AC bonus.
It's a free action.
So you could deactivate it
and activate it as a free action.
So you just wouldn't get the AC bonus when you're casting your spell. And you wouldn't for a round. You know what I mean? But it's basically like it's as effective as like a buckler in terms of actual combat from what I'm reading, but it has the AC bonus of a heavy shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would also be great for Alfie.
Let's do it. Who's in? I'm in. Alfie doesn't get a roll too, does he?
Why not?
Thorne's like, it sounds like, if you can't two-hand with it, Binky, can ya? Rhapsody, I feel like should take it, right? I mean, am I crazy?
Thorne, one of us here has extensive experience in war and combat and battle, and the other one is a young person.
I'll roll then too, Pinky. How about that, then?
I killed that thing.
Old fuck.
Back to normal now.
He's normal size now.
I'm normal now. All right, here we go. Here comes my roll.
Natural one for me.
15.
It's a roll off.
It's a roll off.
Gotcha.
What'd you get?
18.
16.
Oh, wow.
Rhapsody!
First thing I've won the entire adventure.
This really should go to Rhapsody. I think it's best.
However, Alfie rolled an 18, so he beats both of us.
Ring
Rhapsody, do you try to activate it to see what happens?
Yeah. Let me give this a try. All right. You go.
Put the ring on, and it's like you instinctively know. It's just like, and this sort of translucent field forms outside of your hand, and it is in the shape of a 7-pointed star.
Oh, come on.
Amazing. It's a Sahedron shield.
I'm getting this fucking artwork. A Sahedron shield, force shield, and an ectoplasmic katana.
It's like a half visible, shield. And it's just like with these like runes kind of like orbiting the center, like slowly. It's this magical field.
It really is a perfect item for a spiritualist Magus, yeah, whatever the fuck you are.
Unbelievable. That is so yeah, fucking cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
where are the other secret rooms with the other perfect items for the rest of us?
Does yet? Anybody have appraise?
I do.
Good. Give this a little coffer and
appraise
check.
First of all,
check.
Do I still have crushing despair, or since that beast is dead, it's gone?
You still have crushing despair for a while. Okay, but
then I have a minus one to appraise.
Okay.
I'll try anyway. Here we go. Natural 20. Natural 20.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. And I'll let that carry over to all the stuff in this room. So the coffer itself, you think, is worth very nice. It's worth 100 gold.
Okay.
Ooh.
Nice. And there are 60 of these candles, and they are magical. They are candles of
eternal light.
Yeah.
Well, while you're looking it up, if we're rolling it over, that freaking ring of force shield is worth 8,500 gold pieces.
Yeah, I know.
It is the most valuable thing in this party by far, and that includes all of our lives.
You know what? It's not giving me the bonus on Hero Lab, which is weird. I wonder if if I'm capped out on my dex. Does that have any?
No.
It's a shield.
There shouldn't be any
shield,
dex penalty to that.
It's so weird. Like, when I click it, it only is giving me a bonus if I take my armor off.
That's wrong?
Could be a Hero Lab thing.
Do you have a shield bonus from something else? Shield bonus from your class or something?
No.
Have you activated it in the...
Yeah, it says you need to activate it on the play tab, but I don't have that option in the play tab.
No, it's there. You just haven't found it.
No, but I found it. It's in gear and like change or equip gear. But it just allows
me to... No, on your play tab. Like, go to your play tab.
As if it were a wand
it,
or something.
Yeah, and equip it on the play tab. Oh. I thought you were saying it's under gear.
Yeah. Weird.
So... Each of these candles.
Yeah, okay. I just okay. Had it on
classic. Like this
Troy.
Is exactly
classic Troy.
It's like he's gonna find it. Just in the middle.
It's just where he'll it shows it. Up in four different places on this program. Anyways, yeah. AC 19 now.
Not quick question, just for the listeners: was that your fault or Hero Lab's fault?
That was my fault.
All right. I think we're making big
he's
moves.
Growing.
Here.
My fault.
I think we're really
growing.
I think
it's
we're
amazing.
Growing.
He's done groans up.
His microphone just
he
fell.
He groans up and he groans
he's
up. Groans
up.
Groans
he
up.
Groans up.
I will own that.
All right. What's next?
The candles.
So each of these candles, they're eternal candles. They act like they have a continual flame spell on them, but they only shed shadowy light in a 5-foot radius. There are 60 of them. Each one of them is worth 25 gold pieces.
Wow. I mean, can we carry them? Does continual flame like just provide light, or is it also heat? Like,
no, yeah, they do not shed any heat. So,
oh, great.
Yeah,
let's take
a lot of gold. And how about the fire pit? Can we carry the fire pit out of here?
Yeah, that's pretty much worthless unless you have a brisket handy. So what do you guys do now? You feel like you have been through most of this level, except there was the secret door outside of the shadow mausoleum. You know, there are a couple of sets of stairs going down that you didn't check out.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And there is an entire level up above you, most of which you haven't seen yet.
Let's at least check the stairs.
Yeah, we got to go to that secret door down the Shadow Mausoleum, right? We got
to
see what's down there.
We
need to rest first? Because I've got no good spells left.
I've got one spell. I still don't have a Verxius, obviously.
I say let's keep going.
Let's just go down the stairs.
Hold on. If there's no reason not to, why don't we rest so we're not being idiots in case we get step into some nonsense that even if you're like, we get step into like a pile of goblins and get killed now at this point. Like, right?
We can handle some goblins, but I'm more concerned about another monster.
Incorporeal yeah. Freaking creature.
If you could find another shadow room full of shadows and shit like that. Like,
well, let's think about, like, what would our characters actually do? As opposed to, like, what we think is ahead in the adventure. Like,
Thorin is full of crushing despair. Like, she it feels weak and spent and all that kind of stuff. Like, she would want to rest and to you know, even if we just rest the same place we rested before, or...
Yeah, you probably want to curl up in a ball and weep at this point.
Yeah.
Thorin, do you think an inspiring speech would help you?
Frankly, Binky, you didn't quite have to face the extent that we had to face that thing. No, I don't think it would. I would love to just deal with this for a little while. Can we rest and then move along?
You cut
deep, want some
Thorin.
Ice cream.
I mean, if you really want to rest, I think our character, I think the rest of us would probably want to push forward. I mean, it's not like we...
Let's do it then. The rest of you want
not
to
that far into the day, right?
I mean, we lost Averxius. This is the same day we fought Nualia.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll just throw in that, like, Foley would want to rest just because he feels more comfortable when Averxius is around. And he doesn't see any urgency that is evident in front of him. That, like, it's life or death if we don't move quickly now.
All right, let's rest and then go clear it up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the thing is, resting doesn't mean we actually have to not play the game for eight hours. I can rest and then be going down there in 5 minutes.
I mean, if you're comfortable sleeping in the heat and amongst the smell of brimstone and burning hair, you know you could sleep in this room because it's locked. You have the key.
Right.
No one else can come in here.
Yeah. Why don't we go to that room with, like, what are the three tables in that room or something like that? Yeah.
It's fine. Let's just sleep back here where it's locked. Even if it's a little uncomfortable, we'll sleep. It's locked. Nobody's going to find us. And we can move on.
Perfect.
Okay. Is the despair gone then too, Skid?
Yes, after 9 minutes, the despair dissipates, and you feel fine again.
Got my
and
spells.
You wake us all up and say, let's just move forward. We don't need a full rest. all right, let's do it.
Okay. All right, so you rest. It is the next day. You all feel refreshed, except for the fact that you're... Well, you probably weigh about 10 pounds less after sweating all night. But, yeah, you feel ready to go.
Foley will summon Averxius back.
What have I missed?
And he will cast Mage Armor on him.
Okay.
As we go to explore the lower tunnels, Foley will get him caught up on everything that went down.
Yeah. All right, so Thorin has taken the initiative, and she has gone through the secret door, standing at the junction. You know that to the west, there is a set of stairs going down, and there is a set of stairs going down straight ahead of you, but you can't see where they go.
All right, Thorin is going to cast Heightened Awareness as they do this.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, point of order. May we have some castings of the Wand of Healing on Averxius? Yeah. We just use it up.
So we got three left here. So I'll get my D8 here. All right. So first one is 2.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
9.
Anybody surprised by that change of fortune?
2 and 9. So there's 1 and then an 8. How's that for you? One more?
That's good. That's good.
Unbelievable.
All right. Let's move forward.
Okay, there's 2 sets of stairs going down. One to the west and one right in front of you.
Oh, that's it. That was all that I had left anyway, so that wand is spent.
Wand is spent.
So
let's go down this first set here.
Like I said, I cast Heightened Awareness.
Who takes the lead?
I will. I got a Ring of Force shield.
Rhapsody takes the lead. Rhapsody, you get to the foot of these stairs, look down, and they go down about 15 feet and end in a landing and a door at the bottom.
Man, this Don Joan. Perception at the door. 19. Low roll.
Doesn't seem to be trapped or nothing.
All right. I open it.
Okay, you open the door. There is a rectangular room, 5 feet by 10 feet. There's water lapping up on the northwestern corner of it. And let me describe exactly what you see. The sound of sloshing water fills this room, which has almost entirely collapsed into a large tide pool. What few walls do remain intact here bear detailed and impressive carvings of incredible treasuries filled to overflowing with coins, gems, jewelry, and other items of value.
Whoa!
To the east, the walls depict a carving of a towering mountain, its peak carved in the shape of a stern face just above a great palace. Below, the side of the mountain's valley cradles an immense city of spires.
Hmm. Wow.
Awesome. So, knowledge check of... So, it'll be what? Would that be like knowledge history? Knowledge history.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, out of the box. I'm a real Grant. Natural one for a seven.
No clue.
Can I give up? Can I give up?
You are the worst.
I want to give up. This is terrible. I can't roll.
Want to use another bottle cap?
How dare you? How dare you? So mad. How much treasure is in this goddamn room, you jerk?
So, yeah, do you enter the room?
Yeah. Get in there, Thorn.
Thorn walks right in. He's like, fuck this room.
Okay, so Thorn, you step into the room and you look over to your left, over where the water is. And give me a second here to reveal this.
Man, this dungeon.
Yeah, this is pretty. This is actually one of my favorite maps.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible map.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, you look over and it looks like the room, the floor has collapsed and it's filled up with seawater. That's sloshing around. And you see in just kind of below the water surface and peeking above it, you see tons and tons of coins. And some like gemstones scattered through there. Uh-oh. But the biggest thing you see is this gigantic coral encrusted what looks like a helmet. Looks like the helmet of a giant. And it's sitting there poking up out of the water in the deepest part of it.
Right.
And yeah, it's surrounded by gems and coins.
Does it resize to the wearer?
Perception check.
Yeah.
Okay.
A plus, where am I? A 14.
Thorn, cut it out.
Yeah, get in here, Rhapsody. Get in here, you bird face.
You dumb bird.
I can't do a 26. Damn thing good.
Rhapsody, when you step in, you look, it's like, wow, you see this enormous helmet, and it looks, you can't tell what metal it's made out of. It's go for a little swim, I see. It's encrusted with with grime and coral and shells and barnacles and everything. But you look through the water, and you can see an enormous chitinous claw kind of sticking out from underneath.
Is it moving?
It's not moving.
I will jostle the helmet with my blade. I will wait out there and jostle the helmet with my blade.
Okay.
Is it deep or is it like just up to my ankles?
It comes up to your thighs. So you go in there and you kind of jostle this helmet and the rest of you... You see him like touch it and it moves a little bit and then it just like whoosh, and it just like shoots up out of the water and these claws lunge out and start snapping at Rhapsody. Roll for initiative.
You have to be kidding me.
My god.
Encounters. The only reason I went in, I'm like, there's no way it's another encounter.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. We all knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, like it's just like that beast we were going to face that Binky went down to.
Good
Lord. My God.
I was going to say, is it a crab? And then Skid put a token that says, giant hermit crab.
Crab.
Roll like a roll. Roll like a roll. Like a roll for initiative.
For initiative. Foley, what'd you get?
I didn't roll, Skid. Am I in this combat?
Yeah.
I rolled a 15.
Ooh, 15. Fofolay. Rhapsody, what'd you get?
Fofolay. 21.
Ooh, very good.
Ooh, that's going to be necessary.
Thorny, what'd you get?
16.
16. Honk if you're thorny. Lord Northwood, what'd you get?
Lord Northwood rolled a 6.
6. Okay.
And Alfie rolled a 4.
Alfie rolled a 4. I keep forgetting to add Alfie on his own. And that's a 4 for him.
He's okay. His own person, you know.
It's true. Okay, Rhapsody, you go first. This thing is just lunged at you. It splashes up, this gigantic claw just like splashes up out of the water towards you. You have a chance to attack first, though.
Awesome. So I've been reading a little bit online since I won the Ring of Force Shield, and it is GM's discretion, but this is my thoughts on this and seems to be, I don't want to say consensus, but... Because it can be activated and deactivated at will as a free action, you can, in my estimation, and people online, attack with two hands and then free action activate the shield. So you can, like, have the shield active, deactivate at will, because you always get ultimate, you get unlimited it's free actions per turn. So
yeah.
I get the bonus and can still two hand it. And so can
Hold on a second. Let me debate that.
Oh, I knew it. There's like three of you and the guys in the forums. Like, no, you can't.
It's like, it's free action.
No. If I say this, Troy, and you listen to this and you're like, no, that's completely ridiculous, mm-hmm. then I'll accept it. What I believe the activating and deactivating is activating having a shield and deactivating having a shield. Like, that's what it is. And if you have a shield and use that hand in a round, you can't then have the bonus to your AC. You still have the shield on you, but the bonus isn't to your AC. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't like
so
it.
So, like, if you have a shield and you use that hand, you don't get the shield bonus to AC. You still have the physical shield.
This is a magical force thing that appears and disappears. You're activating.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is it appears as if you have it, disappears, you don't have it. You know what I mean? So, like, it appears you have it, but, like, you have to still be holding it as a blocking mechanism. To block
it. No, put your arm in position. Like, you have to twist
your arm.
Let's
say I had 19 attacks. I could go like this. 19 attacks, and then free action, activate the shield.
Well, then why can't you just activate, like, a regular shield that's there?
Because you can't hold. Because you can't hold the other thing.
No, but if you have a buckler, you don't actually hold it, right? You swing, and then you could just, like, oh, I hit with my two-hand and then hold up my shield.
In the text of a buckler, do they use the words activate and deactivate as a free action?
Yeah, I feel like your argument would be more relevant in second edition, Joe, when raising a shield is actually an action.
Right. Yeah, as the most popular response says, since you have to wield it as a heavy shield, it will take up your shield slot while it's on. However, if you feel like it, you can activate and deactivate it as a free action. So turn it off at the beginning of your turn, smack some things around with your two-hander, then turn it back on at the end of your turn. Free actions can only be taken on your turn, so that's a limitation. But maybe I'll just kill this thing in one shot. So I'm going to swing at its flat-footed AC and fucking kill it. Come on! Natural 10!
That's still my hit, probably. That's probably a hit.
That is going to be a 17.
That's a hit.
Oh, baby! Come on, old Rhapsody. I wish I was still big. 11 points of damage.
Okay. All right. Not bad at all.
And then we're going to do free action. I'm going to activate my Ring of Force Shield.
Okay, awesome. It is Thorn's turn.
All right, Thorn does not terribly want to dive in the water, but she's going to help where she can because she knows other people can help more than she can, so she's going to just start singing. Well, Scrapper was the boy's best friend. He'd be with him until the end. You can teach a dog a lot of things, but you can't teach the lies of a goblin with a lie. Diddle-o, diddle-little-day, with a lie, die, diddle-o-day. So we all have Raging Song. You've inspired rage.
And just so I'm clear, you did rhyme thing with goblin,
yeah.
Right?
You teach a goblin a lot of thin.
Goblin.
A lot of thin. But you can't teach lies of a goblin. Thin.
Of a goblin. Goblin. A goblin.
John Denver would have done
it. Accent.
John Denver would have done it.
It's very John Denver. That is a very John Denver.
And so it works. How dare you, sir?
John Denver's full of shit.
Oh, that's my word. I'm going to get my car and drive up to your place and beat your ass for that.
That's from Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, that's fair.
I thought the Rocky Mountains would be rockier than this.
John Denver was full of shit, man.
So you get the Raging Song, and don't forget, you get the +2 to Dex, too. You get the +2 to Dex.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty, so that it makes it Foley's turn. And Averxius.
In order to even out the combat from Rhapsody taking an unfair advantage with his ring of force, he's just going to not act in this combat.
Protest,
I just
want
to balance the scales. No, Averxius is going to. He'll move up and move in. Is it difficult terrain, the water?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say it's difficult terrain.
Okay. It doesn't really matter.
It's also Rhapsody. Rhapsody's kind of blocking. Is that a kind of bottleneck there in the water?
Yeah.
So
Rhapsody, make room. Averxius. Actually, you know what? No, it's all good. Averxius can come in and he can attack right past Rhapsody.
Oh, that's true.
That's true arms. Because he's got his reach. You get a bonus to your AC, +4 to your AC, but he'll try it. He'll try punching right through. So let's see. Here we go. Take a swing. That's going to be a 15 to hit.
Okay. So you swing right over Rhapsody's head, and your axe clangs off this big metal shield, chipping off a bunch of barnacles and coral that flies across the cave. Okay. So it is Binky's turn.
Yeah, this bottleneck is really, really an issue, isn't it?
All right. Yes, it is.
So Binky will move up to right behind Averxius, and then he will move into Averxius' square and then take a 5-foot step to there. Is that okay?
Yes.
I mean, not a 5-foot step. It would all be the same move. It's all the same move.
But you...
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he could move there.
You just incur an attack of opportunity at that point.
All right, I'll incur.
Okay. It snaps at you, and natural 5, it misses.
Okay, and then Binky will take a swing. He is one-handing his longsword because he has his heavy shield in one arm, and I think Joe's right, Troy. I kid.
kidding. That would be ridiculous.
It's a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
That was with power attack on, incidentally. That's a D10. That would be fun. All right, that's 12 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Slice past the helmet to the meaty goo beneath. And it is Alfie's turn.
Alfie will follow Lord Northwood. Can he stand in this square if he's squeezing?
No, there is not. I don't think there's enough.
It's not a square
there.
To spare.
Oh no, yeah, he can squeeze it on that square. Yeah.
All right. So I will give him the squeezing condition, and he will go total defense.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm between a devil and a hard place, Uncle.
Silence.
Satan, forgive me,
my lord.
Lord, my dark lord Satan, please forgive me my impertinence.
And it is the crab's turn. Snap, snap, it's snapping at Rhapsody. First roll is a 26 to hit.
Jeepers, yeah, that'll do it.
That is 9 points of damage, and it attempts to grab you. And that is, oh boy, that is a 23 against your CMD.
I'd be grabbed.
Oh, ooh, no.
We both grappled.
Yeah, that's, he's held fast in the claw of this gigantic thing. All right. Oof. So
Luckily, the Ring of Force breaks all grapples as a free action as well. Just activate it.
I can just activate it.
Bam! Out of there.
Free action.
Okay. Free action. Teleport.
It's a great ring.
Dude, 85 Honda. That's what that extra 4,500 is for. The teleport
all adds up.
And it snaps at you again with its other claw.
While grappled.
That is a 22 to hit.
22 is a hit. AC is lowered from the grapple.
What would a 20 be a hit slash does the creature take the grappled condition on that second attack?
Oh, it does, yes. So, yeah, that is a 20.
20 still hits, yeah. My AC is...
Okay.
Damn. Lowered.
Tried.
Ooh, 13 more points of damage.
Wow, I'm actually almost unconscious.
Whoa! Ooh. Dude, and if you fall in the water, you're going to suffocate and die immediately.
Drown.
Which way do I fall? My back or my...
Well, it's the ring. It keeps you afloat.
My feet sticking out of the water.
It is round two. Oh, it's Rhapsody's turn.
It's Rhapsody's turn. He's got 2 hit points.
Oh, my God.
He has a Ring of 4 shield. Points.
Sorry, have you hit the creature?
Yeah, I hit the creature.
Okay.
Good. On the first round. And then Binks, you got him, right? Or no?
Somebody
yeah,
Binky hit him.
Yeah, Binky hit him. Yeah, it could straight up kill me with a good roll. So this is a little crazy right now.
Can you do enough damage to this thing to kill it before it drags you beneath?
Well, I can only swing with one hand, right? You can't swing with 2 hands when you're grappled. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, in this case, I'll. Leave my I won't deactivate the shield.
Do you want,
might as well keep it up.
Do you want maybe you could do inspired rage and up your strength and such.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe doing burst of adrenaline. To see if I can then attack. I just want to make sure if I've been doing this one correctly.
Can crush you too. It's like I can feel it like snapping your little avian bones, your hollow bones.
I bet this
snap.
I bet this thing would be delicious if we killed it.
Yeah, that's the upside.
A feast for the whole town.
Yeah,
I think we're all.
Does he got the fire pit ready to go?
We're all.
Do you guys like crabs? Oh, do you all God. Like crabs?
Love Joe. Crabs.
Come on,
Matthew. Do you eat crabs anymore? Or is that off the menu?
No, I eat seafood.
You eat seafood? Okay.
Remember the ungodly amounts of. Dungeness crab we ate in Seattle.
Oh yeah,
right.
It was awesome.
All right, from my understanding of this, I should be fine. You draw upon your body's inner reserves of strength, leaving you winded. I'm fatigued after this. When you're about to make a D20 roll based on strength, dex, or con, you can cast this to get a +8 enhancement bonus to strength, dex, or con for that roll. But then I'm fatigued. An attack roll is a D20 roll based on strength, so. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do burst of adrenaline, which is an immediate action, and then fucking swing at this thing.
Okay.
+8 to my strength. Oh, boy. Here we go. Come on. Man, this could be life or death. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, this, yeah.
21 to hit.
That is a hit.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Finish him off.
Always bet on
+8
bird.
To strength. That's +4 on top of your DiMaggio. You got this.
Bad roll. 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage. Okay. Do a little, good little bit of damage to it.
Oh, God. He just called it a little bit of damage.
Still snapping.
There's a 2 on the D8.
One's turn.
I mean,
keep on snapping.
Rhapsody just yells back, attack it! Attack it!
Skid, you might remember that like one of the only things I fear in this world is giant shellfish. Like, I thought of a giant lobster or a giant crab. I think they're delicious, but I find the idea of a giant one terrifying. I mean, a giant anything.
You should read, what is it? The King's, come on, Troy.
The Sanderson the book? I read the Sanderson. It's great. Oh, yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh, you read
it.
Yeah. Chills. Giant crustaceans terrifying. On the plains.
All right, so thorns.
What are they called?
Yeah. Wave Kings.
Wave Kings. So then could I squeeze and get up here while I sing and approach?
Chasm Fiends.
All right, so
bam, nailed it. Great name too, Chasm Fiend.
So I'm singing. I keep it down by the creek. It's sniff and sniff of goblin blood. He caught a whiff. Twer two down by twer two down by the old creek bed. All bloody and torn, they both look dead. With a lie, diddle diddle day. With a die diddle day. She squeezes while she sings, and that's her move action. And she's gonna
she squeezes while she sings.
Excuse me, pardon me, Averxius.
Squeezes while she sings. She does.
Looking good, Averxius. Looking good. And she's going to go ahead and she's worried about your about you, Rhapsody. And so she's going to go ahead and cast a Cure Light Wounds on you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so we got...
Huge. Huge.
And you get another good roll on your heal.
Yeah. And will it remove my fatigue condition?
6 points. She heals you 6 points. I got it right for the first time. Ever. I didn't say she heals. She causes 6 points of damage. She heals 6 points of HP.
Let's
inflicts 6 points of undamage.
There's a, you know, I just realized, like, well, let's just see what happens.
Okay. There's still a couple people have to go yet. Okay, so it's Foley and Averxius' turn.
Oh, dear. All right, Foley is going to come up. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh.
Grappled and fatigued, you just see Rhapsody, like, almost lifeless in its claw.
What is happening in here? He really didn't think it was going to get out of hand like this. He's going to draw the Wand of Magic Missile, but he can't do anything else right now. Averxius... will attack. I mean, he can crush this thing if he gets a hit.
Come
but
he's on. Got
a, but it's in a D20 roll. It's not the axe, by the way. I know it was flavor there, Skid. He's got reach with his hand, so he's just bludgeoning, crushing this thing. And he missed the first time. Here's another shot at it.
Come
this
on.
One's for you. This one's for you, Raps.
You need it.
That's a hit.
There it is. There it is.
Boom.
My parents.
God, he's so goddamn strong.
My parents brought up the movie Come Searching on. For Bobby Fischer Come recently. On. There it is.
One off of max. 17 damage with the fist.
Power attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this thing is on its last crab legs.
Still not done.
There's still some life left in Baltimore.
Northwood, don't let him down.
Northwood's turn.
Lord Northwood will shuffle a 5 foot step to the left. His deft footwork, and he'll take another power attack swing with the longsword. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a hit, exactly.
Oh, thank goodness. Northwood!
Whoa.
Finish it.
Okay, and 14 points of damage.
Northwood, describe thy kill.
So, definitely on his feet, he slides to the left, sees an opening in the shell, and just, like, kind of, like, uppercuts it under to, like, stab it right through its heart underneath, underneath the helmet.
And it spasms, and you feel, Raps, you feel its grip release as it slides beneath the water. And
looks like crabs back on the menu, boys.
Amazing, and I should have rolled a concentration check to cast that that thing, but I did just roll it off screen and made it by spades, okay. So I should be fine. I forgot I was grappled to cast that. Amazing. I'm not even joking. I thought I was going to die there, and just because I greedily went after one this more... helmet.
Yeah.
Yes, Rhapsody. If you'd like to join me, I have taken a vow of poverty to help prevent occasions like this from happening.
Yes, you should take the vow. Hand me the helm.
I put the helmet on.
Alfie, collect all the jewels.
Righto, Uncle.
Alfie. Carry all the copper.
And he rolls up his little pants, and he gets in there, starts picking through it.
How much is in here, Skid?
Well,
is it a real haul?
It's not bad. So you spend some time in there as a, for just like collecting the wealth that's in there. This is the old treasury, so you go in there and you start picking through it. It's yeah, it takes quite. It takes actually, I can roll for that. 2, 3. It takes 6 minutes to go through everything.
Okay. Mm.
You finally end up finding 3,500 silver pieces.
Whoa! Somebody getting this?
Yeah, I got it.
630 gold pieces, 40 precious stones, and I'll just tell you they're worth 10 gold pieces each.
Another 400 GP.
And a jade amulet.
He said 30.
40 stones each worth 10 gold pieces.
Is 40 it? Stones? Or
yes.
30?
40.
Yeah, 40.
40.
Great.
How much is that for each of us? Or do we want to deal with that later?
We'll deal with that later.
We'll deal with it later. Can we detect magic on the jade amulet?
The amulet is magical.
Oh.
Ooh.
Spellcraft. Go for it, Foley.
Ooh, Foley failed.
I'll try spellcraft. Oh, nice. Natty 19 for a 24.
Okay. You recognize it instantly as a jade amulet of natural armor plus one.
Ooh.
It's nothing. Nice. It's nothing. It's just something for a scald.
The nice thing about the amulet of natural armor plus one is you don't have to activate it or deactivate it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's
so
right.
I should roll on it so I have a nice even 20 AC.
Should we roll off for the jade amulet of natural armor?
Yeah, might as well. I'm not passing this up. I missed a lot of treasure the whole adventure.
2.
I'm not getting this one. 5.
4.
Oh, God. Oh, Foley's going to get it, dude. That's amazing.
Higher than 5.
6. Oh, is that all I needed?
God. Yeah.
I literally rolled a 6.
Wow. 6 beats my 5, 4, and 2.
You can take it. You can take it. I would give it to Averxius, but his armor is natural armor, so it's not going to stack.
Oh, it won't help.
Okay.
Alfie rolls an 11.
You can take it, Troy. You had the next highest?
Yeah, he had the next highest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to take the helmet, too.
So the helmet. Yeah, should we appraise that?
No, the helmet is huge. Helmet is massive.
Does it resize? Is it a fucking artifact if we stick
our
head
in it? It's not magical.
Oh.
Can I appraise it?
Yeah. Make an appraise check.
Okay. Ooh. Natty 18 for 19. No, 20.
Okay.
No, 19. 19.
So
sorry.
So you spend some time kind of looking at it. And you have to kind of scrape away some of the mess crust encrusted on it. And when you do, you chip off some of it and you see there's a gold underneath. And you keep working at it, scraping it off with a blade like a dagger or something. And this thing, it's not solid gold.
I use the tiny returning dagger. I'm like chipping away with a toothpick-sized
dagger. Oh, yeah. Finally, you can just keep throwing it at barnacles, individual barnacles. And you scrape it free and you clean it off. And it's not solid gold, but it's gold-plated bronze. And it weighs about 300 pounds, and you think it's worth about 3,000 gold
pieces. Whoa. Be rich.
Alfie?
Yeah, what are the expenses to get someone out here to pick it up and carry it back?
Alfie, you can just drag it behind us.
Oh, no, I can't, Uncle. It's too big. It's too heavy.
I'll help you get it out. Obviously.
Well, it's all a question of getting it out, is it? It's a question of getting it back.
We can put it on Shadow Mist. Shadow Mist will help us.
Averxius can carry it.
Can he really?
Yeah, he can just straight up carry it.
Okay.
Averxius. Not even at a heavy load.
He wears it. Wow. He still wears
it. Alfie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, letting Averxius do all the work alone.
I am. I am shamed by the devil himself.
Actually, let me adjust that, because that's with inspired rage. I'm just going to double check. I think that he can probably carry it. Wow. He can carry it.
That's cool.
It gives him a medium load.
He's just like...
He's just like puts it on his massive shoulder. Dude, this dude is huge.
Yeah.
Shredded. From hell. He loads it on his back.
What about the weight of all these coins? It's like thousands of coins.
Oh, man.
Well, we have the horse and Alfie. Between the two of them.
Yeah.
We can carry them to a bank.
Well, actually, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, we don't know that we can just transport it up and back and up and back, because like, there's a whole level of the dungeon of people that are still like that here. Possibly.
We're skipping.
Should
that,
we just
right?
bypass that and just leave?
You know what we should do? We should we'll carry it behind the secret door and lock it behind the secret door until we can come back.
I think yeah, that's
can,
fine.
The secret
I think
coin
we can
door.
Skip that level.
Yeah, yeah I think we can.
I think we can too.
Mm-hmm. Let's just get out.
But
of
can we skip that level here. And keep all of this gold?
I think so. If Alfie carries it.
We have one more secret area, or no? Does that door lead right here?
No, that door came to here.
Yeah, there's the second, there's the
two
second
different
staircase
ways in.
And exits into the same area. Okay.
I say we get the fuck out of here while we're all still alive. Somebody wand me. Let's take the money, hop on Shadow Mist, and run.
There's no more wand.
I'll cure you though.
We have. Yeah, you can cast cure. But
use
yeah,
your, all of their spells.
We should get as much of this money as possible.
Let's get out of here. Let's go back
can
to
you give
point.
Us a number, Skit?
Of what we can carry, are you saying?
Money that we can reasonably shuttle up and out of here without waking the rest of the dungeon.
I mean, if you just go back the way you came.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it all up.
Okay, we can do a couple trips. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so... Great. So
I mean, he'll be encumbered, but Alfie can hold it, carry up to 300 pounds.
Great.
All right, so great.
Just tell me.
So Rap City, you got the stuff I already healed you with, right? So you're up at like 9 or 10 right now.
8,
because you were at 1 and I gave you 8.
I was at 2 and you gave me 6.
Okay. Yep. All right. So let me give you. Let's see. Oh,
give me the juice.
Woo! 9 points on that one.
Beautiful. We're probably fine, but I'll take another
one. Let's do it. Ooh, and 8 on that one. Nice.
All right, I am full. Let's get the fuck out of here. Try not to cause any more trouble on the way out.
So you guys haul, you take your haul back up to the surface level, and you get up there, you get everything situated. There are no goblins up here. You don't see anything up here. And you drag your giant helmet, all these coins through the courtyard past Shadow Mist. What do you do with Shadow Mist?
Shadow Mist. Shadow Mist. Foley, can you talk? Foley, when you get back, can you talk to her? To him? can you talk to? Well, Foley will talk to Shadow Mist and see if we can talk him into coming back with us. We'll bring him to that horse stable, or even one of us will keep him forever to be good to him.
If not, we'll put him out of his misery. He's a filthy horse after all.
So we gotta take Shadow Mist with us. Come on, of course. So Foley will talk to Shadow Mist and see if we can talk him into coming with us back to Sandpoint. And help carry the load.
Share the load. All right, so
So we load everything up and just
head we have
back.
To get across the bridge though and shit like that too though. We have to rebuild a bridge to get across and such. Can we hand wave that?
Well, you get back out. You take Shadow Mist by the lead and you go back to the chasm, where the bridge was, and it occurs to you now that the bridge had collapsed and it's just a rope. Stretched from one end of this chasm to the other.
So to build a new bridge.
Did we unlock fast travel yet?
Not yet.
Question. The bridge that we knocked down is just hanging there, right?
Yeah.
The goblins restore
they just had a rope.
To get away?
No, they set a rope across and they...
So it takes a long-ass time. We're going to try to rebuild this bridge, I think, right? I mean...
Does anyone have engineering?
We have a rope. We can tie one of our ropes to it and try to get it across by hanging across the rope, like going across, bringing it with us, tying it up to the posts as best we can. I mean, right? What other choice do we have?
No. We have none. We have to die here.
Is there a boat anywhere, Skid? Moored anywhere around the island?
There is no boat.
Hmm.
If we were to scout around the woods of the island, is there, do we find any secret passages down to a ground level, perhaps?
No, not on
what
the
about
island,
that secret no. room we were in? Where was the water coming from? Anything we could do from there?
Yes, we'll swim out with our 600 yeah. pounds of coal.
You know what's great? Does anybody have a spell that can give me a bonus to my fly check?
Probably not.
Well, now fly is a dex-based skill, right?
Yeah.
You can't use the fly skill.
No, I know, but I have this ability called glide that allows me to fall from any height as if I have feather fall if I make a DC 15 fly check.
So, but what does that get us?
I could get down to the bottom and then maybe send the remains of the bridge back up.
You don't have to.
Up.
We can pull it up. We can pull that up, and then one of us could tie it to our waist.
Yeah.
But that creature's still down there.
I'm saying we pull the bridge up. We use our rope to tie it to give it extra length. One of us ties it to our waist. We crawl over like Alfie and I did to get there. We bring it with us, and we try to tie it to those posts that were there. We try to rebuild the bridges.
What are you crawling across?
There's a rope.
Bridge is gone.
There's a rope. The goblins put a rope back up.
And so we lower two ropes. We tie them off to a tree and lower two ropes. One with one of us, the other we tie. You know, we get to a safe enough distance down, tie it off to the bridge to get it back
again,
up.
Again, we don't then need we to do that. We can pull it up. That end of the bridge is still tied
That's
to the
what
end.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we just pull the bridge up without even having to go down and get it. Like,
don't you realize the adventure is over?
Can't be done. We pull the bridge up. We just
it's written into the book.
We grab the ropes.
This is it. This is a one book
adventure.
The
ropes are still tied on this end where I'm indicating. We pull the
Sounds good. I think Nick's got
it.
100%.
We go across just like Alfie and I did to get to this side in the first place. We kind of carry it with us with extra rope so it's got extra length.
So you tie a 700 pound bridge to your waist and walk it across, right? On a tight rope.
You start carrying it with us, yeah. You guys can hold it, can carry
okay. And then you get to
you
the other side
some of the weight.
And tie
yep, you
it
guys
up.
Hold some of the weight as it's over there. And as we go over there, we tie it up to those posts that were there. We add extra rope. We take all the rope we've got. We probably scavenge some from the rest. Skid is laughing at me.
Oh, wait a minute. I know. Ring of Force.
I was going to say, if I activate my Ring of Force shield, can we all just grab
Bam.
On my back and glide to
all
the other side?
All of a sudden, it levitates the end of the bridge up and whop, 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 ties it around the far side.
Well, hold on,
reinforces
hold on.
The planks for a horse's weight. Man, that ring is phenomenal
wait.
At 8,500
no,
G.
I do. I have free actions available. So I could do it. I could activate it.
Could activate it.
Or deactivate
it. Well, don't be too hasty.
Am I completely insane?
You don't want to use
there's ways
up all those free
if
actions.
If we take our time
so many free
and
actions.
We use our heads, and we can rebuild this bridge. It'll take like a couple days, I would think.
Somebody needs engineering. That's the problem.
You have enough rope, and you're not rebuilding a bridge. You're not building a bridge. You're just kind of resetting it. So, well, I would give it a survival.
Right.
I would say I would give a
can
you
take
could do a survival check.
Okay.
No. No. So,
yeah, because
but
you
can,
if
anyone
you fail,
can aid. There's a definite
I
consequence.
Got a plus one.
Right. So you, okay. So
I got a plus
someone
three.
Make the roll, and somebody and everyone else decide.
Foley's
if you
got
aid.
A plus two.
I will aid.
All right, I'll roll it then.
Okay. I'll
Lord
try
Northern
to aid.
Got a natural 20 on the aid.
Natty okay, 16 perfect. On the aid.
Awesome. Awesome.
I got a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
I got an 8 on the aid, so probably not aid.
Okay. Alfie aids as well.
17, Alfie 18.
Well. Okay. Averxius does not aid.
8.
Okay.
18.
So almost 20.
You spend a couple of hours climbing down and getting the rope, hauling this bridge back up and securing it, and you get to the point where Rhapsody thinks, like, I think it'll hold. And Shadow Mist nervously steps out, whinnying, and you're able to lead him across. And though it creaks and a couple of planks snap, you are able to get the giant war horse across. And by extension, the rest of you are able to follow.
Yes, one
as well.
At a time.
Oh, we go one at a time.
Before.
One at a time. And the waves crash as you leave the towering ruin of Thistletop behind. You faced
baby
amazing.
Creatures thousands of years trapped below since fallen empires reigned.
Oh,
and you get back to the road as the sun sets and you think how wonderful it will be to get plopped down in your favorite booth back at the Rusty Dragon and have a real bed again and be able to share your story with the Mako and all your new friends.
Oh, God.
And even though this part of the adventure seems to have finished, you feel that there is unfinished business yet to be done. You have finished book one. And next time we see you, we will see you with Raiders of the Lost Continent. We will pick that up where we left off.
Yeah!
And we'll see you next time.
The heroes of Sandpoint!
Heroes of Sandpoint!
We did it!
Just barely!
Gaze upon my cloaca!
Look at it!
Wow!
Thank you, Skid.
Great job, Skid. Thank you.
Great job.
Started this in quarantine. Thanks, Skid, for us, and it's been a long time in the making. We wanted you to do it, so thank you. You did great.
Great job, guys.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome. Oh, wow. So fun.
Rune Lords.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.